When the darkness draws near.
This is Mary Gaucher's voice, but the words and themes are an artistic partnership.
And I'm shackled, chained to my fear.
Mary Gaucher is an accomplished singer and songwriter with 9 albums. But her new project, Rifles and Rosary Beads, springs from her work with the group Songwriting with Soldiers, which pairs musicians with veterans. Mary Gaucher joins us now from Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And we're also joined by one of her collaborators, U.S. Army Sergeant Joshua Gertz, who joins us from member station WBFO in Buffalo, New York. Sergeant Gertz, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Thank you.
Mary Gaucher, what drew you to this project?
Well, I was invited to do a retreat about 4.5 years ago with Songwriting with Soldiers. And as I sat and listened to the stories, I was told it just moved me to the core. Mm. And something clicked in my heart and in my brain, and I knew this is, I've stepped into something incredibly beautiful.
Sergeant Gertz, tell us if you could about your service. I gather you enlisted in 1999.
Yes, sir. I joined in November of 1999 and served to November of 2004. Mm-hmm. I was a military police officer, and I deployed to Kosovo in 2000 and in Iraq in 2003.
And you suffered an injury in Iraq, didn't you?
Yes, sir. My vehicle that I was driving was struck with a roadside bomb the night before I left country.
I'm going to ask you to bear with us now as we listen to part of the song you and Mary wrote, which describes pretty vividly what happened to you.
Got holes in my eardrums, bruises and claws, double vision, and my stomach's in my. Got pain in my fingers, I hurt from my head to my toes. I wake up here like I'm 90 years old.
From the blast itself, I sustained traumatic brain injury. I have cervical stenosis and spinal stenosis, partial paralysis in my legs, and dealing with all of those brought me into a really dark place where I had attempted suicide in 2014. Fortunately, it didn't work.
Well, I'm glad you say fortunately.
I realize now how blessed I really am, and sitting with Mary kind of made me look at it different, gave me a different perspective instead of why me? You know, why am I still here and he's gone? I kind of look at it now as my second chance. Not only for that, but now I get to live for him, too.
You refer to him, your best friend, who lost his life. What happened?
I lost him to a vehicle accident. I was supposed to be in the vehicle with him, and last minute, I actually made him stop in the middle of the road and let me out. Just like anyone else that goes through a hardship, you know, you play the what-if game. My experience with Mary and Songwriting with Soldiers had taught me not to dwell on that, but, you know, not what if, but now what?
I shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be gone. But it's not up to me who dies and who carries on.
Mary Gaucher, what was Sergeant Gertz like when you first met him?
When I first met Josh, he was in a lot of pain. I was pouring off of his being. And when we sat down to write, it was scrambled eggs for a while. Trying to connect the dots was so hard because Josh has been through so much. But when we stumbled into this notion that a dead soldier is a guardian angel, and maybe guardian angels are dead soldiers still doing their work and protecting us, it reframed the story of Josh's loss. And I think the power of songwriting is is we can take a story of trauma and rework the ending.
And me and my guardian angel were still on the ride.
Joshua Gertz, did you ever say to Mary, I can't talk about that, or that's too personal, or please, I'd rather not?
No, that never happened. I ended up, during our songwriting session, I ended up telling Mary things that I had never told anyone. I mean, family members, my wife, no one knew, and here I am with a stranger, and I was able to tell her everything.
I think each veteran's soul has something that it needs to say. Mm-hmm. I know from my own personal traumas, it's very hard to know what that is. But when I'm watching someone else struggle, it's not as confusing for me because it's not my struggle. So I can help identify that.
May I ask what the two of you learned from each other?
Well, I've learned our soldiers are so much like everybody else. They're just put into an extreme situation.
I've learned that being honest and open about yourself isn't as scary as it seems, and that it's okay to have faith in people again.
Mm. Your faith in people was also a casualty of war?
Yes, sir.
You know, there's some people that consider this a cliche, but thank you for your service.
Thank you for your support.
U.S. Army Sergeant Joshua Gertz and Mary Gaucher. Thank you, Mary, very much for this interview, too.
Thank you both. Thank you.